One of the early responses we heard from many of our communities of color was, why should I trust this vaccine?
This is Healthcare Worker Diary, a look at the experiences of Minnesota's frontline workers during the pandemic.
My name is Ruben Moore. I am the president and executive officer of Minnesota Community Care. We serve annually nearly 40,000 human beings rely upon us for primary care services. And I remember doing a community town hall, and it was with Native American community members, African American community members, Hmong American communities, and Latin American community members. In the dialogue, folks were just being furious. You healthcare folks, you government folks have never come to talk to us about what we need in our communities before. But now you're here to talk about the vaccination. We talked about it, the facts, the evidence, and it was just an ineffective debate. And then I started talking to folks about their grandma. If you knew you could help prevent your grandma from getting sick, would you do it? What we found is that people would take the vaccine not to protect themselves, but they were more likely to take it to protect someone else. And it was a huge motivator in specifically the communities we were engaging with. We want every human being, whether you're Black, Brown, Hispanic, Asian, Indigenous, to have access to a life-saving vaccination.
This programming is made possible by the Minnesota Department of Health, in partnership with the Minnesota Association of Community Health Centers. More information about COVID vaccines and boosters, including where to find a vaccination site near you, is online at mn.gov/COVID-19.